It's public holiday in Afghanistan. Afghans are mourning the death of their first vice president, Mohammad Qasim Fahim, who passed away on Sunday due to a heart attack. He was suffering from diabetes for several years, and his death shocked the whole nation. In a televised speech, President Karzai described him as a great patriotic man.
No one can replace him. It's a loss for all of us. Fahim was part of every historic decision made for the future of Afghanistan.
His funeral ceremony has been attended by many at home and abroad. They all flocked to the presidential palace to pay their respect to Qasim Fahim one by one, whose body was later on laid to rest. Fahim was one of the country's powerful anti-Taliban voices. He also fought against the Soviet occupation in the 1990s. His son touched on his father's other achievements.
My father was awarded the highest military rank for his big achievements. He became the Marshal of Afghanistan. To him, his rank was the product of his countrymen's achievements during the time of resistance.
Fahim also played a major role in ousting the Taliban. He always had a big dream.
And that was a peaceful and a stable Afghanistan. But Mohammad Qasim Fahim has gone, and his dream still remains a dream. Now, Afghanistan's constitution requires that the president nominate someone soon as first vice president to be approved by the parliament. It remains to be seen now who President Karzai will pick as the new vice president of this country. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.